Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Zoe Moon, and I'm grateful you guys are tuning in early with me. I realized kind of last minute, I was like, oh, no, my show's supposed to fall in the middle of Thanksgiving. I got to jump in early. So we're looking at the week covering November 21st through the 29th. And it seems to be that we have three areas that are going to be pretty busy. The first area is Sagittarius, where that falls in your chart. I'm going to go through a general overview, and then I'll get into everybody's sign individually. So in general, we have the sun showing up in Sagittarius starting on Thursday the 21st. This kicks off 30 days that is going to put a spotlight on those topics. So this means that areas of the expansion and higher-minded part of our life are going to be where we're focusing a lot of attention. So this can come through an interest in law or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It can be about higher education. It can be about travel or foreign interests or people at a distance. It can be what else? It can be religion or politics. It can be weddings or other ceremonies. So when the sun travels here, we're urged to show up and get more personally involved or physically involved in these topics. You can just pick one if you want, or you can do it all. It just depends on how busy your holidays are, I guess. And as we go through this week ahead, we have Sunday the 25th through Tuesday the 27th, where there's a lot going on with this energy. And so what's happening is the sun is going to come and sit with Jupiter in that area for the first time in 12 years. And that's a fresh start. That's the two of them getting together, merging their energy, that spotlight on you and what you want to do to expand your horizons, to pursue more happiness or prosperity. You can set things in motion through those days that really are going to kind of set the tone for the next 12-year round with Jupiter here. So you really want to think about, ooh, you know, do I need to book that trip or connect with that person far away or get back in school or start teaching or, you know, do the legal thing I need to do or get into the media ceremonies, the religious or political themes. And at the same time, the sun is going to come together with Mercury retrograde in those areas. And so that means that there is the potential to make a decision or hear some news or talk with or meet with or focus on the agreements or sales or writing or interviews, something communication information focused on one of those themes with somebody from the past or a situation from the past that comes back up, or maybe it's an old project that you want to revamp and or an old idea that you know comes back into your mind and you're like, oh, I should try that again. Or it can be about something that you've been in the process of and you're rethinking and reworking some part of it during those days. It could also be that there's going to be something going away. Hopefully, you know, by choice. There could be a person that's exiting for a while. During this retrograde phase, there could be things that you're getting rid of to lighten the load. There could be, you know, a situation ending, you know, so there can be a release. There can be a rekindling of something or a reworking of something. So that's part of it as well. And at the very end of that, Mars is going to start to become involved. So again, we're looking, you know, between Sunday and Tuesday. So this is probably closer to, Tuesday. Maybe, you know, Mars does come early sometimes, so some of you guys might get it earlier. But there's going to be a square to Mars here in this situation. And so there's something, you know, that you're really pushing a little harder on, or you have some obstacles or challenges to overcome, or you're ambitious and you're just highly motivated and you're, you know, there's just a lot of wheels churning during this period. And that has to do with either something hidden or secret or something romantic or karmic or something spiritual or artistic or something with institutions like hospitals or spas or retreats or something with addictions or bad habits that you're dealing with, or there could be something with research or investigations in the picture. So we have a push there. And then I would just like to add that later on, Mars then forms a positive alignment with Saturn. So it does look like we reach some kind of resolution, please an authority figure in the mix, or solidify something with a personal goal or where we're going with career in the situation. So there is some, you know, something solid that comes along. So there you have it. So that's our Sagittarius focus. Then we have that full moon. And the full moon, I'm saying, you know, is covering 2 days, Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd, because it comes at 12:39 a.m. on Friday morning for the East Coast and 9:39 p.m. on Thursday evening for the West Coast, and all other time zones can kind of figure out where that falls for you guys. So when we have one that borders, you know, right between 2 days, it's very possible to have experiences with it on both days. So we're really in the build-up phase, and emotions are more intense on Thanksgiving. Yay! Thank you, universe. And actually, Thursday the 22nd, Friday the 23rd. I think I wrote that down. But, you know, I can blame Mercury because it is retrograde. and then Friday, as things have culminated and we're just kind of riding with whatever is at its peak. And so as with all full moons, you know, emotions are building and something is climaxing in your world. This can be an ending. This can be wrapping up something. It can be a celebration. It can be an achievement. So that all fits pretty well with a holiday celebration, you know. And it's in Gemini, so it is focused on short trips and our transportation, our electronics, our local activities, our brothers and sisters and neighbors, our aunts and uncles. And then everything in the communication information stream, so lots of talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews, that kind of thing can be coming to a head as well. And so this would just be kind of a cool thing. You know, you could expect a lot of celebratory stuff. However, it still may be, but there's a lot of frictional energy involved in this particular full moon. The moon is going to oppose Jupiter and Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. The moon is going to square Mars and Neptune in Pisces. And the moon is going to push for an adjustment with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So, I mean, that is just about as frictional as you can get. I'm just like, oh my goodness. So, because we know that, before I talk about all the areas that's about, I would just say, you know, give yourself a little bit of extra time if you're driving someplace. Check the oil and the gas in your car. Double check your directions to where you're going. You know, plan on some kind of craziness, you know, involved possibly in the transportation or the short trip. When it comes to your siblings, your neighbors, your aunts and uncles, don't pick a fight. Don't get egged into a political or religious conversation. When it comes to, you know, any talks, you know, you just want to remember that we are sharing this day to be grateful and thankful for all the good, not to be picking apart the things that are not so good. And try to remember that. And if somebody's picking at you, just remind them very nicely, you know, that this is about giving thanks for the fact that we are just a big, wonderful bunch of souls that are here to try to do good things, most of us, right? I think almost everybody feels that way. Maybe we all come about it, you know, from different angles, depending on how right or left brained we are. but everybody in the end pretty much wants the same kind of thing. So regardless of what, you know, the hyped up power sides want you to believe so that they can stay in power, right? Or they can gain power or whatever, you know. So just be nice. Remember that there could be some kind of crazy stuff going on with this And, you know, when it comes to the opposition with Jupiter and Mercury retrograde, that's your Sagittarius themes, the politics, the religion, the media, the educational, legal, travel, ceremonial topics that could cause, you know, craziness. When it comes to Mars and Neptune, that can be hidden or self-sabotaging things, secrets coming out, addictions, bad habits, anything with romantic, artistic, spiritual, institutional research themes thrown into it. And when it comes to the adjustment with Saturn and Pluto, you're kind of adapting in some way around that parent, boss, higher up person, whoever it might be in the situation, or there's some kind of adjustments to make with career or personal goals in the mix. So this might just be great. You might just be super duper busy. You might have turkey to eat at three different locations. I would suggest pie. But, you know, I'm just giving you guys the heads up. It's going to be intensely frictional, so either super busy or there can be some cantankerous types around, and you just want to keep that in mind. And I should also say with the Neptune square, watch how much alcohol you imbibe because you will be driving, you know, back home. And that square between those two areas could cause issues, so definitely keep an eye on that. All right, and then our third area of interest in this week ahead is that Neptune is going to go direct. So literally from June 18th of this year, Neptune has been in, you know, I like to call it slumber mode, you know, because Neptune rules our dreams and sleep state, and it's been slowed down and like inwardly directed and or focused on the past and really not giving you that forward movement. And so now on Saturday the 24th, at 8:08 p.m. Eastern, it is going to go direct. And so this is a big swoosh forward. We're going to start to feel like we're ready to move into whatever the next chapter is going to be with Neptune. And it's going to be direct from November 24th until June 21st next year. And, you know, during this retrograde, for you guys that follow your charts, it backed up. From June of this year, it started to back up on the 16th degree of Pisces, and it now is at the 13th degree. So all those months, it just moved 3 degrees. Very slow-moving planet, right? And as we go forward now from the 13th degree here on the 24th to next June 21st, it will cover from 13 degrees to 18 degrees. So we will cover 5 degrees moving forward. So if you know your chart, if you have planets there, then you can expect that there are certain things that are going to start to activate and come alive in your life and some new things emerging, right? And so with Neptune, once again, I mean, this is about us starting to move into that new art, new film interest, new musical interest, new painting or poetry or dance or sculpture, or new museums to go to, new theaters to check out, new films to see, you know, whatever muse is directing you. This is about new interests in your spiritual life. And so you might have some new breakthroughs in your prayer or meditation. You might start a new prayer circle or join a new meditation group, or you might start to do yoga or start to hike in nature or whatever gets you into your spiritual pathway. You might take up an interest in magic or start to open up your psychic channels. Your dreams might start to bring you some really interesting messages from the other side or inspire you with some great idea. This can be starting to take a clandestine romance into the next chapter, or some past life romantic connection starting to take hold over these months ahead. It can be a new rebalance of karma, so there can be past life souls coming in to rebalance in those areas. You could start to move into a new direction with a hospital, a spa, a retreat, a prison, a psychiatric ward, or any other kind of institution. You could enter into new research or development or start to get into investigations in some new way. You could get a new handle on an addiction or a bad habit, or start to keep a new secret. Hopefully it's a good one. And so we're starting to feel that. I definitely think we will feel that over the weekend, that something is shifting and we are now ready to move forward. So that's our overview. So let's look at what it does for the signs. For Aries, you know, you have a lot going on between today, Thursday the 21st. Sorry, this is Wednesday. I'm so used to doing Thursday. Wednesday the 21st up through Tuesday of next week. And that means that there is a lot to show up for and some really big new beginnings. And some of these may involve the past because of Mercury retrograde. When it comes to anything legal, travel, foreign, distant, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, anything with religion or politics. And so you want to think about big ways to expand your horizons. Your ruler is a little out of sorts for just a brief bit. So you might get some news or into a talk, you know, that you feel pushed a bit. But I do think then you're going to kind of get into some solid ground pretty quickly out of that. So don't let it get you too off your beaten path there. And then that full moon that is going to play out over Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd. Now, I keep saying, I see it's because I wrote it on this piece of paper wrong. Sorry, you guys. I've just been doing the show on Thursday for like 10 years. I can't get it in my brain. Thursday, and this pen doesn't write, so I can't even give myself a note. Okay, I'm just going to, you know, mess it up probably some more. Thursday the 22nd, Friday the 23rd. The full moon in Gemini for Aries, you could have some really big news or a proposal or offer coming through. You could have a very important talk or a meeting, or there could be an interview or audition. There could be a short trip that you take that brings something to a head, or some kind of local activity you're involved in. There could be something big going on with a brother, sister, neighbor. There could be something happening with your vehicle or your electronics. You could be writing or making a big decision over this period. So, you know, keep information flow going. Realize, along with everybody else, that this is a very frictional full moon on Thursday and Friday. So there's all kinds of stuff coming at you involving the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political side of things, as well as something going on behind the scenes at a hospital, at a spa, with an addiction, with a hidden or secret subject, with a romance, with an artistic or spiritual matter, and some adjustments to make with the parent, the boss, the goals, the career, or some other authority figure. So a lot thrown at you. Just crazy kind of day. Take a breath. And then on Saturday, the Neptune retrograde ends and it goes direct. And so for the months ahead, the next 7 months, you guys are going to be in forward motion, and this will help you start to move towards whatever that next chapter is romantically, artistically, spiritually, with the hospital, spa, or other kind of institution, with the research, the investigation, dealing with the addiction, or something karmic or secret or hidden. So we really start to see positive forward movement here. For Taurus, all the Sagittarius energy heating up between Thursday and Tuesday of this week ahead, this really puts a big spotlight on you, either in your sex life with, you know, sexual attractions or chemistry or activities or intimacy or reproductive matters, or it can be focused on divorce. Kind of the flip side of that coin, right? Or it can be focused on a birth or a death, or it can be about you really getting in there and doing a lot to purge or dig deeper into something, or to focus on the financial aspects of your life, the loan, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the commissions or the alimony or whatever that might be for you. And so this does kick off a 30-day period where you are meant to be in there physically, personally involved in one or more of those topics. You get this big push forward, first one in 12 years between the Sun and Jupiter here to expand your horizons in some kind of way that starts off during this period. Mercury retrograde is about part of this being about the rethinking, rekindling, releasing, reworking of something, having maybe a talk or making a decision in the mix with that, because we are at the Mercury retrograde midpoint, turning point at the middle of that during those days. And there may be a little bit of a challenge as things amp up with a friend or the group or the internet or, I hate to say it, astrology, don't be mean to Zoe. Or a charity or a gathering of some sort, but it goes by quickly, and then you seem to cement things in some kind of way, so feels better, you know, pretty quickly, so don't let that get you down. And then we move into the next second highlight of the week ahead, which is the full moon. Now, the full moon is bringing something to a big climax between Thursday and Friday of this week, and this is about something involving your possessions, your purchases, your products, or your income. And so you're wrapping things up, you're taking care of something that's been, you know, building up around you, or you're ending something that's been going on there, or you're achieving your goals and celebrating something big here. There's information, news, decisions coming in around this. Possibly something going on with, you know, vehicles or local activities or short trips to nearby places that are part of this whole thing, your neighbors, you know. Think Gemini themes influencing this. And just remember, this is highly frictional. Now, the highly frictional energy can mean it can help you get that push to really go over the top and move that mountain in this matter. Or it can mean there's challenges, obstacles, and frustrations and craziness coming at you. So keep it in mind. Part of this has to do with some bigger financial topic or what's going on with what you're digging into or the purging or the or on a personal side, your sex life, a divorce, a death, a birth, you know, something in that eighth house. There's also something intense going on with a friend, a group, the gathering, party, event, or something happening with the internet, you know, something like that. And then there's adjustments here to deal with authority figures or power players that have to do with the legal side of things or the trip or the educational, media, ceremonial, religious, or political side of what's going on. So a lot in this mix for everybody, but that's what's focused for you guys. Amp it up. And then with Neptune going direct, it's the third big shift in our week ahead. For Taurus, this happens Saturday evening, and this is finally, you know, after about 5 months of being slowed down or in a holding pattern or focused on the past, you're now ready to move into a new chapter or the next level with current things. And this is going to be about movement with friends, with groups, with gatherings, parties, events, with your personal aspirations, your original projects, your freedom, your astrology, your charities, your causes, your social networking, right? So social and aspirational. We got a big swoosh forward. Hopefully you'll feel that as things start to shift into the next gear. For Gemini, quite a week ahead for you guys and you Gemini risings as well. First of all, with the influx of energy focused in Sagittarius, that's your relationship house. And so between Thursday and Tuesday, there is just a ton of things happening there. So first of all, it's kicking off a 30-day cycle where you're supposed to start showing up and getting more personally or physically involved with these people. So it might be about a romantic relationship, a business relationship, your clients, a specialist, your agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, you know, whoever the one-on-one person is. This is your time to kind of shine and stand out and take the lead and move things ahead with these people. This is going to come together with Jupiter in these days ahead, kicking off, you know, this is the first time in 12 years they've come together. It's really a big push for something expansive, growth-oriented, optimistic, prosperous, you know, big. I'll just say that with these people. And Mercury retrograde is also part of this. So there's something from the past. There's something, you know, involving a rekindling or a releasing or a reworking something with one of these people. There's going to be a little bit of a challenge from Mars later, you know, more towards probably towards Tuesday, I would think, maybe Monday, that'll get you whether something with an authority figure or the career or the goal that is frictional in this mix. However, you seem to really get back into the flow and get a handle on that and cement something pretty quickly. So don't let it, you know, get into the mix too bad and slow you with all this good momentum. Then the full moon between Thursday and Friday is in your sign. So Gemini, something big is culminating for you. This could be, you know, a celebration of you. This could be something you've been striving for, finally achieved, a wrapping up of something that's been going on, or an ending. Let's say it's focused on you. So it could be about something in your body that you finally achieved or that's ending if you've had issues going on there. It could be something with your name or title. It could be something with your image or brand, or it could just be something that you're involved in and now here's this big epic, you know, celebratory achievements part of it or wrap up or ending of it. And just be aware that this is very charged up frictionally, so there's going to be a lot of activity around you. Part of this comes from the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, opponent, whoever that relationship is. Part of it involves the parent, boss, judge, mentor, higher up authority figure, or a goal you've set, or the career situation in the mix. And part of it has to do with adjustments you're making financially, sexually, reproductively, with the divorce, the death, the birth, or the third party situation playing out. So, yeah, give and take, be sweet. We know you are. And then Neptune goes direct on Saturday the 24th. And so at this point, we come out of that 5 months of slumbering with Neptune, and we're really ready now to move out into the world with our Neptune themes. And for Gemini, this means career momentum, personal goals moving forward, and things with those higher-ups, those bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, producers, mentors, et cetera, and so in those areas with those goals, the career, the authority figures, you want to look at artistic, romantic, spiritual interests or dealing with institutions or the research and what you can develop behind the scenes and really bring to fruition in these 7 months ahead. For Cancer, all this Sagittarian energy, focus really on your health, your work, or the animals in these days ahead. This is really active Thursday through Tuesday. And so part of this is about a new 30-day cycle that kicks off that puts a spotlight on you there. So it's time for you to start showing up and doing more work, whether that's your job or the pursuit of a job, or it's more work, you know, in your day-to-day routine, you know, around the house, the yard, wherever you help out. It's a great time to really start to get yourself organized. If there's cleaning that you need to tackle, it's a good time to show up and deal with paperwork. You might need to show up there at the office and sign something. You do need to take into account Mercury retrograde's part of this, so there is something in the past. You know, double-check facts and figures with that, but this is really putting a spotlight on that. And then health, you know, physically, time to get in there and take your health seriously. What are you going to do, you know, about it? Do you need to get health insurance? Do you need to start working out? Do you need to see a doctor? I mean, what can you show up for to get yourself healthy? And finally, animals. And I should also say we should focus here on hired help and coworkers. You could be doing more during this time period with them. You're meeting up with Jupiter in all those areas in the these days ahead, so there can be some fresh new start that is optimistic or has some kind of growth opportunity to it. Mercury retrograde's involved, so you can be letting go of some things that might be blocking or over, or you can be rekindling something from the past or reworking some ongoing scenario. So all of that looks really great. Mars is cantankerous Monday, Tuesday probably for a brief moment. So there may be something that you have to deal with that is legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political in the mix. However, it does look like you get a handle on that. There is a key individual that you can cement something with here. So don't let it frustrate you too bad. And so there you have that. The full moon that is playing out between Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and 23rd, is bringing something to a climax that is something that's going on behind the scenes or has been hidden or secret, or something that is about a bad habit or addiction, or something that is about a romance or a karmic past life scenario. It's not complicated, is it? Or something that is about your spiritual practices, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, or the artistic interests that you have, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, whatever. And I think I said institutions. It could be something culminating at an institution like a hospital, a spa, a retreat, something with research or investigation. So in any of those areas for Cancer, you could be wrapping things up. You could be celebrating, achieving goals. You could be ending something. And it's highly frictional, which means there's a lot of action going on between Thursday and Friday with these themes. And part of that has to do with the work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help scenario, maybe cleaning and organizing. Part of that has to do with the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And part of that has to do with some adjustments with the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. So, yeah, pretty much everything but the kitchen sink is thrown in there at you. So expect to be, you know, crazy busy and for something to be coming to a head there. And then with Neptune going direct on Saturday the 24th, you're coming out of like 5 months of kind of slowed down or slumbering or inner work when it comes to those travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, other ceremonial, religious or political topics, and you're now ready to start moving forward. And so you can, over these next 6-7 months, actually, either start some new things there, or you can take some things you've been thinking about or doing and take them out into the world, into that next level. And so you may experience a shift in that direction over the weekend as you're feeling this. All right, for Leo, all the Sag energy between Thursday the 22nd and Tuesday the 27th is really getting very busy with a lover or your love life, or with kids, or with a creative project or recreational pursuit, or all of the above. So this kicks off a 30-day cycle where you're really starting to show up and get more personally and physically involved in these areas. Really good time to stand out and make your needs met, you know, or at least known and understood, and to take the lead there. And this is meeting up with Jupiter, which is very lucky and expansive and happy and optimistic and giving you a big fresh start in this territory. First one you've had with Jupiter and the Sun for the last 12 years, so it's a really big deal. And it's also meeting up with Mercury retrograde at the Mercury retrograde midpoint, so you might have an aha moment or really figure out what you've been rethinking, releasing, rekindling, reworking in one of those areas, you know, and make some kind of choice or hear some news that sends you on some new direction. Mars will be frictional sometime between Monday and Tuesday, so there may be a moment of challenge or frustration, or you're just pushing harder. This can, oh God, this can be sex. It could also be about divorce. It could be about a death or a birth. It could be about a reproductive matter. Or it could be about something on the big financial, you know, chart. So something with a loan or the debt or the taxes or insurance or inheritance or bankruptcy or whatever, alimony, child support. So you might have to deal with that briefly. It does look like you get a handle on that and you cement things in an opportune manner pretty quickly afterwards. So, you know, let that be your guide. Then the full moon that is playing out between Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd. Leo, this is bringing something to a head with a friend, with a group, with a gathering, with a party, an event, or with something you're doing online, with astrology, with a charity, or with some kind of personal aspiration or original project. So you're really, you know, it definitely looks like that would be a great thing, you know, for the holiday to be with a bunch of people that you like and celebrating, right? Or achieving something, or you might be wrapping something up or ending something in one of those areas. It's highly frictional, so there's a lot going on, a lot pushing at this from all sides. Part of that is from the lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreational practice or pursuits, and part of this is from, you know, the intense frictional stuff going on with the sex life, reproductive matter, divorce, death, birth, or a big financial picture. And part of this has to do with the adjustments that you're making involving cleaning, organizing, work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So juggle a little bit more, have some fun. And then Neptune goes direct on the 24th. And so you come out of that five-month slumber period where you've been kind of in this inward phase or this backwards phasing, you know, focus on things that are already in place or past when it comes to the sex life, the reproductive life, the financial picture, the death, the birth, the divorce, or the third-party situations. And now you're ready to move out into the world and take whatever you're doing into the next chapter or start some new things there so you really can pay attention to what's shifting in your world over the weekend as this energy starts to go forward and slowly will pick up speed over the days and weeks and months ahead. All right, for Virgo, all the Sag energy between Thursday the 22nd and Tuesday the 27th is going to get you extremely busy at home or in somebody else's home or with a move or renovation or real estate deal or with family, with parents, with roommates, you know. So, yeah, sounds perfect for the holidays for me. Part of this is the sun moving here, which is a 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on you there, really urging you to show up and be more personally involved or physically involved with what's going on there, making it about you and your needs, leading the way in some kind of way or standing out if you need to. This is coming together with Jupiter, which is just the first time in 12 years giving you this big opportunity for growth or for happiness or for, you know, something really big impacting you there starting out at during this couple of days that I had. And it's also meeting up with Mercury retrograde, so there may be the potential to release something or to rework something or rekindle something, to have that aha moment at the turning point of the Mercury retrograde through some news you hear or a talk or meeting that happens or offer or a decision. And there is that frictional Mars push for everybody sometime between Monday and Tuesday. So you might have a hot moment there with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. Don't let it get to you. Let it go by because it looks like you very quickly smooth things out and cement something in a good way with this person. There you have it. Then the full moon between Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and 23rd, Virgo, this is bringing something to a big culmination for you guys with your career, with a big personal goal, or with an authority figure, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, somebody like that. So you guys can be wrapping things up, you can be ending something that's been going on there, or you can be celebrating and achieving or maybe getting some attention or recognition because this is at the apex of your chart. There is a lot of frictional energy for everybody around this particular full moon. So there's a lot coming at you over those 2 days. Part of it's in the home or with the family, the parent, the roommate, the real estate deal, move, or renovation. Part of it is coming with the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent. And part of it is about adjustments with lovers or kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits. So, you know, expect to do what you can to balance all that. And then Neptune's going direct on Saturday the 24th. Here's the deal. You know, you have had this kind of period to incubate things over the last 5 months with a partner or a client or the specialist or the agents or attorneys or even dealing with the competitors or opponents or advocates. And now with this getting ready to move forward and starting to do that, you're coming out of any slumber, any holding pattern, any focus on the past, any inward, you know, pursuits with this, any developmental incubation stage, and you're now ready to start to move out into the world with this person or start to move towards new people that would fulfill those roles. Or take projects forward with people that you're involved with. You know, so you're really going to start to get momentum going with this. These people will now be able to direct you into that next stage of help with any institutions you're dealing with, hospitals, spas, retreats, et cetera, or any kind of research or investigations, any kind of romantic connections, artistic pursuits, or spiritual matters. So, yep, you're moving forward. All right, for Libra, Libra, the Sagittarian energy really, really active between Thursday the 22nd and Tuesday the 27th. This gets the Librans either way busier locally or on short trips or in talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, communication information. You also might get busier with a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a neighbor, or with your vehicles or electronics, you know. So pick and choose. But the sun is pouring in here. It's going to be here for 30 days. It's really going to highlight you guys showing up and getting more personally or physically involved in those areas. The sun is going to meet up with Jupiter in these days ahead, and this is a huge, expansive moment for you to set the tone moving forward. The last time you set the tone here was 12 years ago when they got together here, and so there might be this real big optimistic or growth-oriented potential for you coming together with this. Mercury retrograde is also at the turning point here, so there might be some releasing or rekindling or reworking something from the past or ongoing as part of the story as you're moving this along. And then there is that frictional moment with Mars sometime between Monday and Tuesday, and for Libra, this would be over work, health, pets, co-workers, hired help, or paperwork, or maybe cleaning or organizing. It goes by quickly. You get it under control. Looks like there's some kind of solidifying of something that, you know, that you're happy with at some point there pretty quickly afterwards. So there you have it. And then with the full moon peaking, building and peaking between Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and 3rd. And so for Libra, this is bringing something to a head for you guys with a legal matter, a travel plan, or with people at a distance, or foreign interests, or import-export. It could be something with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It could be something with educational pursuits. It could be something with a wedding or other ceremony, or it could be something political or religious. And so, you know, big news, big talks, big decisions, big offers, you know, coming to a head in those areas as things wrap up or end, or you're achieving or celebrating in those areas, and it's highly frictional. There's all this energy coming at it, so that means you're going to be super busy, or there's all kinds of craziness wrapped around whatever this is for you. Part of that has to do with short trips or local activities, and vehicles and electronics, siblings, brothers, sisters, neighbors, writing, sales, agreements, talks, and all that. Or there could also be stuff going on with your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, or hired help. And there can be some adjustments to be made in the home or with a move, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate, the renovation, and that kind of thing. So lots to deal with. And then Neptune goes direct on Saturday the 24th for Libra. This is going to start to move you forward after 5 months of kind of internalizing or working or on something past or ongoing, and really going to start to move you into that next stage when it comes to the work opportunities, when it comes to your health, when it comes to animals in your life, when it comes to what you're doing with coworkers or hired help or paperwork or any cleaning or organizing. So it's time to get inspired. It's time to really start to see some big things start to pick up, where you're entering new opportunities or you're starting to take what you've been dealing with into that next chapter, and you should start to feel that over this weekend. All right, for Scorpio, all this energy in Sagittarius between Thursday the 22nd and Tuesday the 27th, really going to get you really busy during these days, either with a purchase or a lot of purchases or your possessions or your product or your income. And so the sun is really starting to highlight this, put a spotlight on you, which means for the next 30 days, it's really about you showing up and getting more personally or physically involved in those areas, and you're really going to feel this over these 4 or 5 days ahead. The sun is going to get together with Jupiter for the first time in 12 years in this territory in these days ahead, which really is about a huge new launch forward, potential for growth, potential for more prosperity or happiness here, something big on the horizon that you can take that first step towards. Mercury retrograde is part of this. You're at the turning point, the midpoint of that Mercury retrograde. So there might be news coming in or a decision or talk or meeting that's part of it, and this is tied to a past or ongoing situation where you've been rethinking, reworking, rekindling, releasing things here. And so that's a lot, right? And Mars does have a frictional moment with this between Monday and Tuesday at some point, which involves a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So you do have to be aware of that, you know, that something is going to kind of push a little bit there. But it does look like you pretty quickly get that into some kind of something solidified that you feel good about through a talk. but there you have it. And then the full moon is coming to a climax between Thursday and Friday. And so, I'm going to smack her. Thursday and Friday. And so this is bringing something to a climax. And for Scorpio, it's in your sex life or reproductive life or with a divorce or a death or a birth, or it has to do with some big financial thing like the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, child support, settlements, commissions, I don't know, partner's money. And so something's either wrapping up or ending in one of these areas, or you're celebrating, you're achieving, the goal is reached, and so there you have it. And it's very, very frictional, just so you know. There's a lot of energy surrounding this from all sides, and so, you know, this may feel like you're just being bombarded, or you might be the one pushing for a lot here, but part of this is coming from the area of income, purchases, possessions, and products. Part of this is coming from the area of lovers, children, creative projects, or recreation, and then part of this is about adjustments going on in the talks and meetings and decisions and agreements and sales and writing and short trips and local activities tossed into the whole situation. So there you have it. And Neptune goes direct on Saturday evening. So, Scorpio, for the last 5 months, it's been slowed down or sleeping or internalized or in development, incubating, focused on the past or some ongoing scenario. And as this shifts and goes direct Saturday night, it starts a 7-month process where you're really going to start to move out into the world with this and take it into some kind of new or next level scenario in your life. And so this is about your love life or a lover. It's about your kids. It's about your creative projects, and it's about recreational pursuits. So all of those are now starting to move forward. All right, for Sagittarius. Somebody's at my door, so I'm sorry. The dog's going to go absolutely crazy for a minute, and I can't get up to answer it. All right, you guys, Sagittarius, for the next few days, starting on Thursday the 22nd through Tuesday the 27th, this is just a ton of energy amping up in your sign. So it's kicking off a 30-day cycle where everything should be about you. It's a really good time to promote yourself, to focus on your image, your brand, your name, your title, or to get serious about your body, or to really just get out there more personally, more physically, and pursue the things that you're interested in, because the spotlight is on you, and it helps you take the lead. Besides that, for the first time in 12 years, the sun is coming together with Jupiter in your sign, Jupiter ruling Sagittarius. And so this is kicking off a new 12-year growth cycle, really giving you some optimistic, positive potential forward. So you might take a baby step towards, or maybe a giant step, you know, towards some big new thing. Mercury retrograde is also involved in this. So you're at the turning point with Mercury retrograde. This can mean that you have that aha moment, or you're ready to make a decision about whatever the past or ongoing scenario is through the news you hear or the talk or the meeting or the decision that you make. About you, right? Mars will be frictional there sometime between Monday and Tuesday for just a brief bit. So there is some kind of, you know, frustration or challenge there at home, or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with a parent, a roommate, the family. But it does seem to go away pretty quickly, and there is something cementing there that seems to make you happy. looks like it'll be income or about your possessions or purchases in the mix. And so there you have it. Then that full moon that is peaking between Thursday and Friday. I'm going to take one quick break here. I'm not going to try to unhook myself here, but I'm going to try to text the boyfriend and see if he can go find out who's at the door. So give me 1 second. La da da. Baste the turkey. Eat the pie. Nobody's looking. All right. There. If he's anywhere nearby, he'll answer the door. Okay. Where was I? Sagittarius. Okay, so that full moon between Thursday and Friday, it's bringing something to a climax with a relationship. So this could be a big celebration, a big achievement, or it could be that you're wrapping something up you've been involved with this person, or you could actually be ending something with one of these people. And so this could be about a romantic partner or a business partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, the advocate. And so big things culminating. You might have big news or a proposal or an offer or an agreement or a decision coming to a head there with those people. Now, there's a lot of frictional energy wrapped up all around this, as it is for every sign. And for Sagittarius, part of this is about you and all that energy playing out about you and your identity, your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your title, your name, whatever it is that you need in this situation. Part of it is about all this stuff going on in the home or with the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate, the real estate deal. And part of it is about adjustments that are going on with income, purchases, possessions, or products. So a lot happening there. And then with Neptune going direct on the 24th on Saturday, this is taking you out of 5 months where you've been in this incubatory stage where you've been either internalizing or developing something behind the scenes and kind of, you know, babying it along or focused more on past or ongoing scenarios. And now as Neptune goes direct, you're ready to start moving out into the world with this stuff to into that next level, that next chapter. So it could mean new things are coming. It could mean that you're just taking what you're already doing and really taking it out there on some new level. And again, this is going to be about what's going on in your home, with any real estate deals, moves, or renovations, with your family, your parents, your roommates, and everything in that Neptune realm, so romantic, artistic, spiritual, institutional, research-oriented, and things that are going on behind the scenes. For Capricorn, all this energy between Thursday the 22nd and Tuesday the 27th in the week ahead, it's really focused on just a ton going on behind the scenes. So this could be a lot that you're showing up for romantically. It could be a lot more going on in your spiritual life. It could be that you're doing more artistic things like, you know, going to the films or playing music or attending the concerts or whatever artistic thing you enjoy. It could be that you're getting more involved with an institution like a spa or retreat or a hospital. It could be that you're diving into the research or the investigations more, or that this is a period over, and part of this is about a 30-day cycle that's starting over these days ahead, so be aware of that. In any of these areas, you're definitely going to be more involved for the next 30 days. So it could also be a period where it's really important to kind of rest and recuperate and recharge your batteries to get ready for what's going to come a month from now when you really start to get out there on some different level. So be aware that, you know, this is kicking in now. It is meeting up with Jupiter over these days ahead. First time in 12 years, the Sun and Jupiter are coming together here. It really opens the stage for a new chapter of growth, potential, happiness, prosperity in one or more of those areas. You are also going to see the Sun come together with the Mercury retrograde, so it's the turning point of the Mercury retrograde. You can have an aha moment and figure out what it's been about. You can really figure out what you're ready to release or rekindle or rework in one of those areas. You can get news or offers or have a talk or a meeting or make a decision about those themes. There will be some frictional energy from Mars sometime between Monday and Tuesday. It looks like that's over vehicles or electronics or brothers or sisters or neighbors, or might be about a short trip or a local activity, or it's in the communication information area. So talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, etc. But it goes away pretty quickly. It looks like you really get something cemented that makes you happy here, that's solid and good for you. So, you know, stay with it. Be careful, though, as far as being out on the road on those couple days. The full moon that is coming to a head between Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and 3rd, bringing something to a climax for Capricorns in your work life or with your health or with the animals or with coworkers, hired help or paperwork, or maybe cleaning and organizing as well. So you could be wrapping up those projects or ending something or celebrating or achieving in any of those areas as things culminate. And it's a big emotional swoosh with this. But also realize that these are really frictional energy days. ways because there's a lot coming at this full moon from all sides. Part of that is coming from that artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, or research part of the sky. Part of that is coming from the local short trip vehicle, electronic, sibling, neighbor, writing, sales agreements, talks, meetings, interviews, offers, decisions part of the sky. And part of that is about adjustments you're making on a personal or physical level as you deal with all this stuff. So a lot to juggle there. Very busy couple days. And then with Neptune going forward on Saturday the 24th, this starts to move you forward after 5 months of really kind of incubating and developing and working behind the scenes or working internally or, you know, slowing down and looking at past scenarios. And now you're ready to really move into something new or next level over the next 7 months. So that shift comes on Saturday night. And this is in that area of what you're doing with your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your short trips and local activities, your vehicles and electronics, or with your brothers or sisters or neighbors. So there you have it. For Aquarius, you have all this energy pouring into Sagittarius. It's between Thursday and Tuesday, the 22nd through the 27th in the week ahead. And so this really looks like it's going to get you super busy socially. So part of this is about you starting to show up and get more personally and physically involved over the next 30 days, but just a ton of activity in these next few days with friends, with groups, with gatherings, online, with astrology, with charities, with your own aspirations and your own original projects as well. Really good time for you to stand out and take the lead. During these next few days, the sun comes together with Jupiter there, which puts that spotlight on you and really starts a new 12-year potential for growth or happiness or prosperity in one of those areas. You also come together with the Mercury retrograde, the turning point, where you might have an aha moment or you might be ready now to let go or rekindle or rework something with one of those friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings, etc. And there is some frictional energy there Monday, Tuesday, where something's going to pop up about your income or a purchase or your possessions or products, so you'll have to deal with that. However, it does look like you get that solidified pretty quickly and are happy with whatever comes to bear, so don't let it frustrate you too much. The full moon is coming to a climax sometime between Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and 23rd, and so something is coming to a head for you guys. With a lover or your love life, with the creative project, with the kids, or with something recreational you're involved in. So, you know, if you've had a dry spell in your love life, maybe that's ending. Or if there's a bad love relationship, maybe that's ending. Or if you've been wanting to get closer, maybe you're going to celebrate, maybe somebody's going to propose, or you guys are going to, you know, take that next step in your love life. It can also be, you know, celebrating something for the kids or wrapping up that creative project or having that breakthrough or, you know, something coming to a head with the recreational pursuit. So a lot of things culminating there. However, there's like a lot of frictional energy pouring at this from all sides. So it's going to be really crazy, really busy, really frictional for those couple days. Part of that is coming from the friends, the groups, the gathering, the internet, astrology, charities, aspirations, or original projects. Part of that is coming from what's going on with your income, your purchases, your products, or possessions. And part of that is about adjustments that are in the mix that have to do with a romantic tryst or an artistic pursuit, a spiritual matter, a hospital or other institution, or something in the research realm. So, yeah, lots to juggle. And then Neptune's going direct Saturday night, the 24th. So for Aquarius, you guys have had 5 months to incubate, to develop behind the scenes, to work internally, to go over past situations or ongoing scenarios and rethink them. And now you're ready to start to move forward and take things out into the world. You might start new things, or you might just take what you've been doing into that next level. And it 100% is about your personal income, your possessions, your products, or your purchases. So new or next level stuff, and you're going to feel that shift starting to gear in over the weekend. All right, for Pisces, all this energy pouring into Sagittarius and amplifying planets there between Thursday the 22nd and Tuesday the 27th, First of all, we're kicking off a 30-day cycle that starts to put a spotlight on you. Sagittarius for Pisces is about your career. It's about your reputation or fame. It's about your personal life goals, and it's about higher-up authority people. So as you get more personally and physically involved here, you might start to get noticed. You might be able to reach that higher-up person. You might move your career along or reach that goal or set that goal or get motivated, right? So it is a time for you to take the lead there. The sun is coming together with Jupiter for the first time in 12 years in this territory, which really does launch you. It's baby steps starting towards that big new thing with the career or the big next level if you're staying where you're at, or with that big life goal or with that authority figure. Also, the sun is going to meet up with Mercury retrograde during these days. And so you're at the turning point. You're at the midpoint of that retrograde. So can you now release something? Can you rekindle it or rework it? Have you figured out what it's about? Do you get the news or the decision now or have that important talk or meeting, you know, during these next few days about the goal, the career, or that authority figure? Do realize there's some frictional energy from Mars between Monday and Tuesday that is in your sign. So at some point, whatever you're doing in those areas, you seem to push or feel frustrated or challenged in some way or angry or maybe hyped up, passionate, you know. But it does seem to even out and solidify pretty quickly along your aspirations or social situations. And so I do think you get it under control pretty quickly and feel good about whatever is going on. And then that full moon that's coming to a peak between Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd, this is bringing something to a head for Pisces, either something in the home or about your home or about a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or something with your family, a parent, a roommate. It could even be about your history or ancestry. And so you can be wrapping up something you've been working towards there, or you can see something end in one of those areas, or you can have some big celebrations there or achieve something, probably great for the Pisces, you know, that are hosting the holiday and dinner there. However, every sign is getting a lot of frictional energy poured at this full moon. So for Pisces, there's a lot of things flying at you as this thing is culminating. Part of it is coming from the goal or career need or that authority figure. Part of it is coming from, you know, you pushing yourself or your anger or passion or frustration. And part of it is about adjustments you're making with friends, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology charities, or your own aspirations in the mix. So balance as best you can. Enjoy your couple days. And then Neptune is going direct, which should be a really great thing for Pisces. This is your ruler, and it's also in your sign right now. And so for the last 5 months, it's been in a holding pattern. It's been focused on the past, or it's been asking that you look more internally and to process or incubate with something and develop, you know, where you think you're at with it. On a personal or physical level, who are you? What do you want? What's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title? Or what do you want to be involved in? And how do the Piscean, Neptunian themes play into it? Is it about the artistic side of you, the romantic side, the spiritual side? Is it about institutions you're involved with, or is it about research and development? And so now, starting on Saturday the 24th in the evening, this energy starts to move forward. And for the next 7 months, you're now ready to go out into the world and to start new things, or to really take whatever you've figured out and start to move it into the next chapter in those areas. And so you should feel that starting to take hold over the weekend. And so that's it, guys. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm definitely very grateful for all of you. And I wish everyone much happiness with pie. It's my favorite part of the holiday, besides family and friends. And I will be back next week at the regular scheduled time. And that's it. Zoe Moon. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one.